Hi, everybody. It's Jim Baekje, and my podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. I want to just take a moment and say a tribute to my mother-in-law who passed away the day after American Thanksgiving. She was 84 years old. She'd been married to the same man for 64 years, and she left this earth with a smile on her face and her family surrounding her. We were all there together, and I had never been in a situation like that. And as we all get older, we think about things, and it's not a bad way to go, to be surrounded by your loved ones. She went quietly and peacefully into the night. My mother-in-law was an extremely religious woman and quite an incredible woman. She raised 8 children, and her name was Snowy Steppen, and we will all miss her immensely. And then I'd also heard this week about a couple of other sad situations. And one person I know, a close friend, their friend who had a friend who committed suicide. And I can't help but feel that the stress of everything that's going on in the world, the pace of everything that's going on in the world, just is too much for some people. And I encourage you all to hug a little harder, tighter, be a little more tolerant, and try to be a little more understanding and, you know, cut some people some slack. You know, it's the world is, as I like to say, spinning out of control. I was walking today and some guy just about ran me and my dog over, and this woman while he was vaping, and he had 2 kids in the car, and you could barely see in the car because the car was filled with smoke. And you're just like, seriously, like just seriously. And it just seems there's just more and more of these examples going on constantly of, you know, situations where I don't know if they would have occurred the same way before the pandemic. I think the stress of the pandemic, the stress of undermining the stability of everybody's lives, of the routine. And it seems like there's nothing that isn't stressing people out. If you're a homeowner, you're stressed out because you want to sell your house because it's worth so much. But then where do I go if I sell my house? If you don't own a house, you know, you're stressed out because you can't buy a house and it keeps moving away. If you're in the stock market, you're stressed out because you don't know how much higher it's going to go. If you're not in it, you're stressed out because everybody, it's just like the insanity part is everybody wants to tell you how much money they're making. Like, I don't care, but people talk about money in a way that I've never seen in my life, ever. As I said to someone the other night, I said, it's almost like it's a bit spiteful and it's a bit mean. It's kind of like I had the inside, I made more than you. There's this sort of competitiveness that has come out in people. And all of that leads to say that it's just adding stress to people's lives. And so if you're feeling stressed, take some time. Like don't saying to people, don't let yourself get overwhelmed is a ridiculous thing to say, but take some time. If you need to talk to someone, find someone to talk to. And if you can't find someone to talk to that is free, find someone professionally to talk to, because you look at the shootings in the United States, at the schools, this whole pattern of stress just continues.
I'll add, Jim, holidays are coming up. Now is a good time for everyone to look at how many vacation days they actually took this year, since every day seemed the same. They could probably take off a decent amount of time at the end of the year if they need to.
Yeah, that's a good point, Katie. That's a very good point. Thanks for bringing that up. You need vacation time. We all need vacation time and real vacation time, like really unplugged, right? I know at one of my son's company at DocuSign, where my son Sam's works, they're giving them the week off before Christmas. I would have thought between Christmas and New Year's, but hey, a week off is a week off. It's a nice sign. And as I was in Chicago last week, and then I was walking around today, I couldn't help but notice, and I knew it because I hear about it and read about it, but I couldn't help but notice how many signs on all the windows looking for people. And I'm like, where did everybody go? where did all of these people that were working before, it's not like there's a whole bunch of new business. Where did they all go? I haven't been able to figure out where they all went. So on one side, everybody's looking to hire people, and every single store window, sales, management, operations, has everybody gotten sucked up by Amazon and Google and all these big companies, and there's nobody left? But where did they all go? And I know there's millions of people that have left the workforce, but what are they living on? They're sure as hell not just living on CERB, and they're not living on the US one. This unplugging of society, I'm dying to know where they all are. Because on the other side of the coin, I sit in my condo in Toronto, and I count like 35 cranes building new buildings for people coming to the city. Maybe they're not people that are looking for jobs, but I mean, these guys are counting on millions of people coming to the city, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. And it's a very confusing time. And everything that's going on is stressing people out. Maybe Christmas is coming at a good time. Unfortunately, Christmas tends to stress people out a little more. I did notice, though, when I was back in Chicago for American Thanksgiving, as we were sort of waiting on my mother-in-law, there was, people were a little more thankful, more grateful, appreciative. And yet it seems like a bit of a dichotomy, because on one hand, you see that. I mean, I know I am. I'm very appreciative for my family and my extended family. And I've kind of lost the taste of, oh, we should go to Italy, or, you know, we should go here, or we should go there. The sort of the willingness to be adventurous kind of seems to have disappeared, at least for now. And I think people are just happy to stay home and happy to hang around with everybody they are. But I know I'm rambling, but this week has really rattled me from the perspective of people's stress. Maybe because of what I do, I get to see it more and hear it more and listen to it more. And I try to sort of tell people that, you know, just like take a deep breath, just relax, just kind of get to where you need to get to. So in saying all of that, I want you to just pause. I want you to take a little bit of time, and I want you to take a little me time. And I don't know whether that could be as little as going for a walk a little more often. I just started my own program, and one of the things I got to do is I got to walk 10,000 steps a day. I'm only at 9,000 today, so I'm going to have to go back out. But it's just the little things that sort of add up to help us all cope, because I don't think we're coming out of this thing. You know, I mean, whether it's the fourth variant or the fifth or the sixth, the sensitivity, I mean, everybody hit the button right away on like, okay, let's shut everything down again, right? Let's shut all the airports. Let's shut everything down. You know, Japan closed for one case. United States shut off all of half of Africa. And the trigger switch on this is so quick. And I think that sort of extends in terms of people's trigger switch about other people as well. But we got to go the other way. We got to be more understanding. We got to be more open. We got to be more tolerant. We got to listen deeply to people that are feeling the stress and the pain. And then think about how you can not just help them, but what you can do to help alleviate that stress and the pain, especially if you're the one causing the stress and the pain. So I don't have much more of a message this week. I wish I did, but it's one of tolerance, understanding, and let's be good to our fellow neighbors, professionally or personally as well. Thanks, everybody. I'm Jim Bakey, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust.